Bradley Kenneth Cope, COBE.
Okay, Mr. Cope, would you hold on just one moment? I believe that Honorable Mr. Johnson will be conducting your hearing, sir.
Okay, sir.
Yes, sir.
Could you please state your name, your ABC number for us for the record?
Yes, sir. My name is Bradley Ken Cope, COBE. DOC number is 126653.
Okay, so you're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. I'm going to introduce you to the board members who are conducting your hearing today, sir. To my far left is the Honorable David Neal. To my immediate left is the Honorable C.T. Wright, who is our board chair. And sir, my name is Michael Johnson. I'll be acting as your panel chair today. Also with us, sir, from the Department of Corrections and also representing the parole officer is Mr. Oliveri.
Yes, sir. Hello.
Okay, so prior to your hearing, you signed and received a notification form advising you of the board's hearing today. Do you recall receiving and signing that form, sir?
Yes, I do, sir.
Okay, so on that form, you were also notified of your right to appear, speak on your own behalf, or obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney, sir, or are you representing yourself today?
I'm representing myself, sir.
Okay, Mr. Cope, I am going to swear you and Mr. Oliveri in at this time. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes, I do, sir.
I do.
Okay, so your hearing today will be conducted in two phases. In phase one, we'll determine if the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. In phase two, we'll determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. We're going to start out at phase one, sir. You have one allegation listed on your warrant. I'm going to read that allegation to you, Mr. Coop. And when I read that allegation to you, I need you to state whether that allegation is either true or false. Do you understand what I'm requesting, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so the allegation on the warrant states you in violation of Arizona condition of supervision number 12B as demonstrated by your failure to contact your assigned parole officer on report to the Western Parole Office, 801 South 16th Street, Phoenix, Arizona, by 10 a.m. on August 31st, 2017, the day after leaving your approved residence at TLC 2202 East Roosevelt Street, Phoenix, Arizona, on or about August 30th, 2017, per the discharge letter dated 8/31/2017. The defendant's current whereabouts are unknown, thus he's absconded from supervision. Sir, is that true or false?
True.
Okay, sir. Based on the admission of Mr. Colburn, I'm going to move to find that he was delinquent as he did violate the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he may have lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Okay, so we're going to go into phase two of your hearing. During phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision, sir. We're going to start out phase two with first getting some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Oliveri. Mr. Oliveri.
Offender Cope was released from the Department of Corrections on August 7th of 2017. He was arrested on September 10th of 2017 by Phoenix PD on an absconder warrant only. Returned back to DOC custody that same day. He has 10 days abscond. His projected supervision end date will be on March 17th of 2018. Current convictions, 2004, narcotic drug violation, 2 years, 6 months, and also in 2004, theft, 1 year. Prior convictions, 1996, theft, 1 year, 6 months, and 1998, trafficking and stolen property, 5 years. 1999, trafficking and stolen property, 4 years, 6 months. 2004, criminal trespass, third degree, 5 years. 2009, burglary, third degree, 5 years. And in 2013, theft, 2 years. The offender has 7 terms with ABC. CU and IR scores are a 2-2. Mental health score is a 3. And his substance abuse score is a 2. There is no STG gang information noted. Prior terms of supervision, 2003, TIS release, arrested for burglary, revoked by the BOEC. And in 2008, TIS release, arrested on a new felony burglary, reached a CSED while in custody. The offender had a moderate disciplinary history. Other arrest, 1979, theft, Texas, felony conviction, probation. 1998, 1999, theft, Texas, felony conviction, probation. 1990, criminal trespass, first degree, Texas, county jail. 91, aggravated assault, Texas, county jail. 91, theft, Texas, county jail. 1995, theft, Texas, felony conviction, state prison. And in 1996, theft, Texas, felony conviction, state prison. His community risk level is a G3, V4.
Okay, Mr. Cope, I see that August 7th, you were released and from prison to, you were pre-approved to stay at VBay 2501 West Elm Street. However, on August 24th, you were discharged from VBay because they had a self-pay program. You had an outstanding balance of $325. So you were released for failure to meet your financial obligations. Then on August 24th, you were directed to establish and maintain residency at TLC 2202 East Roosevelt. Then on August 30th, you were discharged from TLC, and it says that the defendant's current whereabouts are unknown, thus he's absconded from supervision. It says that you were referred to DES along with some other programs for work. However, you didn't provide any information or verifiable employment. Sir, were you working during this period of time?
No, sir. I went to the inquiry, and when I left prison, I had got sick. I had bronchitis and pneumonia. I went to urgent care, and they took x-rays, same, you know, showing I had the x-rays, and I got all the information to my parole officer.
Okay.
And she, and they just said that to talk to her, you know, about having a few days off, and I told her about it, and they didn't let me, I mean, I couldn't work because of that, but right now, I'm just barely getting, I'm feeling better, I'm getting over all of that. It was a pretty tough thing. I guess I got it from prison. I don't smoke or nothing.
Uh-huh.
And I just wanted to let you know about that part as far as the work. And then, so I got behind, I left Beavery on my own.
Okay.
I asked her if I could go to another halfway house. They didn't discharge me.
Okay. So, sir, you were discharged from TLC also. Why were you discharged from TLC?
I went on job search that week. The way the program was set up, you go on job search your first week after the initial 90-day stay on the complex.
Uh-huh.
Or the staying at the place there at TLC. So I went on job search for a few days, and I finally landed a job at a Camelback Moving. They pay, and you make tips for moving with people. And the guy, what happened is that prior to that, I signed up at TLC for a voluntary going to the games, you know, like ASU and places like that to clean up.
Uh-huh.
to help pay for your rent. So it was a coincidence that I done that, and then I had the job interview, and he was hiring me. It just that I had the choice of staying at TLC or going to that cleanup crew that day that I volunteered for. So I said, I'm going to my job interview. You had me go on the job search all week. So that's what happened. They discharged me for going to take my job over there, their cleanup crew.
So, sir, after that, you didn't work. So why did you leave and stop working with your PO? So although you were only gone for 10 days, you absconded for 10 days. So why did you not work with your PO during that period of time?
All I did is called in and told her that it was an answering machine. I just called in and told her that I was going to the CATS until my next time I seen her, which I had an appointment, I was gonna just see if I could go to MRC or another halfway house, is all they had available at the time. I was gonna go try to go somewhere else because of my health conditions.
Okay, so the PO said that you made yourself unavailable for any staffing, sir, so were you not trying to maintain a contact with your PO or what, sir?
Yes, I was. I tried to call her and then, so I just went to the halfway house and I didn't call her after I left the message. That's my fault.
Uh-huh.
And I was just going to talk to her and either go to MRC and sit from there.
So
I had no other.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I just left a message is all I did. You know, that's all I know, whether she received it or not. She actually wasn't really working with me as far as she said I should have been at work, and I had health slips from the doctor saying I didn't have to work because I had bronchitis, and she didn't believe me. And I took the paperwork straight to her and showed it to her.
Okay.
I went to urgent care. It was urgent care. I was going to urgent care for the last month. Bronchitis and pneumonia.
Okay, so it says that also you only had one testing for UA and that was negative, which is good. So are you doing any drugs or drinking during this period of time?
No, sir. No, I was out a full month and I was tested multiple times at D3 basically almost every day at both places and never had nothing come up. I had no use. I mean, in prison I work out and I run. I'm a health type guy. I had no reason to use, but nothing like that came up.
So what's your medical condition now, Mr. Cope?
Right now, I feel a lot better. It was a rough one to come over to, you know, as bronchitis is. I mean, it was like a pneumonia thing. They actually, it came to the point where I even went to Maricopa Hospital, and they gave me nasal spray and acid reflux, because that was the ending result of medication, and now I'm actually just got off that because I'm doing better with that. I feel a lot better now. It was like a 2 month thing, but I feel better now. But I would like to have a chance that MRC is what she recommends to me if it's more a structured environment. Or if there's any other way I could have another chance, it would be a blessing to me. But
so, sir, if you're not working, how are you going to support yourself if you're not able to work?
There's no way you can do that, you know. I do that Camelback job. That they'll take me. I can work there. They'll hire me. I finally found a place that takes felons, that they're actually, it's a moving company, but they give you tips, and it's something that they'll take me on, you know, and give me a chance. I went to Denny's and some of the dishwashing places that I think I might have had a chance at, but I had better luck at the moving company. Because I work inside because I'm real fair-skinned. Red hair, real light skin, I'll burn real easy. The moving company would be no problem. And I have a valid driver's license because they need drivers too.
Okay, Mr. Cole, I'm going to see if the board has any additional questions.
Yes, sir. Thank you for your time today.
Okay, sir. Seeing no questions coming from the board. Sir, we're going to go into discussion, but prior to going into discussion, sir, is there anything else, Mr. Cope, that you'd like to tell this board?
Basically, I made a mistake. It's not calling in correctly the way I was supposed to. I realize that now. I thought that they were going to call me, and it was like touch and go, like whenever I had my next appointment, I thought that I was going to just handle it there instead of going to CAS and doing what I wanted to do for that week, you know, and I apologize for that. I hope, you know, I would just, if there's any chance of all means by having another chance to go to wherever you guys want me to go or where she wants me to go, I'd like another chance. That's all I have to say. Thank you.
Okay, sir. Thank you. So the board's going to go into discussion. While we're in discussion, Mr. Cope, I want to ask you to remain silent.
Okay.
Stay on the phone, sir. So the bill is now into discussion. I do sympathize with Mr. Cooper. I understand that, you know, he was sick and he had some issues, but and he only absconded for 10 days. However, his PO states that he just made himself unavailable for any sanctions or any help they would be able to give him. So Mr. Cooper made a decision that he was going to leave the program and just go down to CAS. He said he did call and left a message, however, he did not communicate directly with his PO, and he was out on community supervision on two other times, and both times he was rearrested while he was out. He had a hard time finding the work, but because of his illness, he has been unable to work. Was one of the reasons why he got out, and so he was going back and forth to the doctor. He'll be released in a few more in March next year. So I think if Mr. Coop stays in there, gets his health together, wait till March when he's actually able to get out, hopefully get all his medical conditions taken care of, come up with a plan so that when he get out, he can be a productive citizen, and he can live where he want to live, and he won't have any parole or community supervision at that time. So I am, at this time, think it would be best to have Mr. Coop remain in custody and complete his time.
I agree, sir.
Therefore, I'm going to move to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Polk and find that it was delinquent, violated the terms, conditions of supervision, and had lapses about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Okay, Mr. Cook, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision, sir. You will be released on March 17th of 2018. So hopefully take the time that you have left, get your medical condition completely together so that when you release, sir, you won't have that medical condition, nor will you be on parole or any community supervision,
okay, sir.
And we wish you the best of luck, sir. Thank you for participating in the hearing today, sir. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
All right.